Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Hey, this is a Friday that has felt a little bit like a Monday in some regards, but that's all right because we finally made contact with David Marinus. His new book is called Path Lit by Lightning. It's about Jim Thorpe, and it's a fascinating story. And I can only imagine how interesting it must have been to sort of peel away at the layers of the onion to learn more about Jim Thorpe. David Marinus on the line with us right now. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate your time and availability as
sure.
Well. What an interesting story. I think most of us, if we are asked, you know, what do you know about Jim Thorpe, we'd think that we know a lot about him. Then we'd realize, well, he was an athlete. He was a Native American, an Olympic winner. But we don't know that much about him, do we?
You know, it's interesting, Paul. When I would tell people I was writing a book about Jim Thorpe, they usually said something like, oh, I read about him in fourth grade.
Yeah.
So that's about the extent of most people's knowledge of him. And the reason I wanted to write this book, you know, it's the third sort of a trilogy of quote-unquote sports books that I've written. I wrote a biography of Vince Lombardi, the great Packer football coach, and of Roberto Clemente, the brilliant baseball player. But I'm looking for two things in these stories. One is sort of the arc of a dramatic life, which all three of them had. And Jim Thorpe certainly had that in terms of being maybe the greatest athlete ever. You know, no one unparalleled in what he did as an Olympic decathlete and an All-American football player and the first president of what became the National Football League and a Major League Baseball player. No one has done all of those.
No.
But I also saw it as an opportunity to write about sort of the obstacles he had overcome and the framework of the Native American experience over the course of his lifetime.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about his Olympic medals. I mean, he was a tremendous Olympian, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, no, he competed in 15 events when you think about it, because he won both the pentathlon, which is 5 events, and the decathlon, which is 10 events. And he crushed the competition in both in all of those fields. He was truly an all-around athlete. You know, he got his start at Carlisle one day when he wasn't even on the track team, but he saw the high jumpers trying to get over 6 feet, and he was in his work clothes and did it himself. And that's when Pop Warner, the coach, realized that there was somebody special in his school. But yeah, his Olympic medals, you know, were brilliant, and then, of course, sadly stripped away from him shortly after those Stockholm Olympics.
Yeah, and why was that?
Because he had played Bush League baseball in the Eastern Carolina League for 2 summers for about $2 a game. Hundreds of college athletes in that era were doing it. Most of them were playing under aliases, one of whom was Dwight Eisenhower, who played in the Kansas State League under the alias Wilson. Thorpe played under his own name. He never thought he was doing anything wrong. Matter of fact, his coach, Pop Warner, knew what Thorpe was doing. He'd sent many a young of his athletes down to that league. But when the medals were taken away, Warner feigned ignorance to save his own reputation, sadly. So Jim was kind of thrown under the bus by people who were in power.
How did that impact the rest of his life?
Well, he struggled for much of his life. That was one factor in why. And, you know, of course, it took 110 years for his medals to be restored just last month. But, he went into Major League Baseball shortly after the medals were taken away. The press corps, led by Grantland Rice, the famous sports writer, defended Thorpe throughout his life. So his reputation, in a sense, was not tarnished, but the fact that he was treated so unfairly did affect him deeply.
You mentioned that, you know, most of us say, oh, Jim Thorpe, I read about him in fourth grade. And I'm sure that I probably read a book or a chapter in a history book about Jim Thorpe at that time, too. What do you want people to know about Jim Thorpe as a person now that you're able to share more of his story?
You know, of course, it's just a great story about his athletic triumphs. But I think there's a larger lesson to it. which has to do, you know, sort of looking at him in parallel with his people, the indigenous people of the United States, the Native Americans. There was a time in 1915 when Thorpe was at the peak of his powers when it was thought to be the end of the trail for Native Americans. There was a famous statue of an Indian slumped on horseback, and the implication was it's a dying race, that they're goners. And in fact, Native Americans survived and thrived, you know, in some senses. There are now a few million Native Americans in the United States, down from a low of 250,000 at that point. And similarly, Jim Thorpe endured a lot, some of his own doing. He struggled with alcohol. He was bouncing from job to job after his athletic talents faded. But he also persisted. He kept trying. And I think that sort of lesson of perseverance is one that applies to both his race and to himself.
It's a great story. It's, again, called Path Lit by Lightning, on the life of Jim Thorpe. But before we wrap up here, David, I got to mention that in the coming weeks, we're going to be talking with another author who's actually going to be doing a presentation here in Port Huron at our local community college. His name is Andrew Marinus, and he's written a pretty good book as well. He's becoming quite the author, isn't he?
Yeah, that's terrific. I remember being in Port Huron for my book on Detroit. So,
yes.
You know, I enjoyed my visit there, and I'm glad that you guys support books.
Yeah, absolutely. We love books here, no doubt about it. I wish we had more time this morning, David. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, Paul, my pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.